You've seen the violence and vandalism, stores in major cities broken into and looted. For retailers, this could not come at a worse time, as many are already struggling to stay afloat because of the coronavirus restrictions. Guidance on recovery, the insurance process, and even prevention from business growth expert Carl Gibbons, president of Third Eye Management and Associates in Naples, Florida. Carl, your take.
This has absolutely nothing to do with the tragic death and circumstances surrounding George Floyd. This is theft, pure and simple. This is no different to somebody burglarizing your home. This is no different to shoplifting. It's pure and adulterated theft. But here's the thing. We've just come out of, or we're exiting now, a quarter, 3 months worth of lockdown, disruption to retailing, and we're just opening up. And it's affected everybody. It's affected the big boys. It's affected everybody right down to the small mom and pop independents. And when things like this start to happen, it's almost like the final nail in the coffin. It's just pushing everything further and further back. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, you and I were talking about the future of retailing. Well, if you want to force anything, if you want to quote anything or think about anything that's going to force retailers to go off the high street, close down shops, and go onto the internet, well, this is a perfect example.
When it comes to insurance, Carl, does it cover everything like this, or does it depend on the policy?
Well, it depends on the policy. And as we all know, insurance companies are in the business of taking premiums. They're not in the business of paying out. And they've already been stretched with claims over the last quarter again. So, and I'm not saying that they're going to deliberately avoid paying out, because they're not. But it is going to add another layer of stress, another layer of administration, another layer of stuff that needs to be done before they can pay out. But it's not so much the paying out, Gordon, that's the problem. At the end of the day, somebody has to pay, right? And ultimately, that is going to be the consumer. Because if the insurance companies are paying out, then the insurance companies ultimately will be putting up their premiums. And if they're putting up the premiums, there's only one thing that can happen there. That has to pass on down the line. And you see, it goes even more deeper than this, Gordon. Depending on what type of retail scenario you're in essence, for every dollar that's gone, that has been looted and has been stolen, the retailer needs to get $3 back at a minimum just to get back to square one.
We're speaking with Carl Gibbons. He's a business growth strategist, also president of Third Eye Management and Associates in Naples, Florida. We're talking about businesses recovering from rioting and looting. So what about that prevention, Carl? I mean, do you go so far as a business owner and say, I'm going to stand here behind the counter of my sneaker and shoe store with a gun, and anybody who comes in smashing their way in with a baseball bat is going to get a bullet?
You do have to have sympathy with anybody that goes down that road. And I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying it's the way to go. But what I am saying is I do have sympathy with it, because they are probably, this is their life's work, probably their family, especially at the mom and pop end, right? And so all they can see is sheer wanton vandalism and destruction in front of them. And they want to protect it. Now, look, the bottom line is we don't want anybody to get hurt. Right? Nobody wants to get hurt. It's all replaceable. We can replace a glass window, we can replace fixtures and fittings, and we can replace the inventory. We've talked about all of the implications apart from that, but we can replace all of that, right? But we can't replace people. And if people get injured, hurt, worst case scenario, killed, that's just a terrible thing. So I don't recommend any retailer putting themselves or their people in harm's way. Let these idiots just get on with it, because you're not going to stop them.
Yeah.
Because we've seen it on the video, we've seen it on the internet, we've seen all the videos and on the news stations. You know, it's like, it's just wanton rage. There's no rationale here.
Carl Gibbons, president of Third Eye Management and Associates in Naples, Florida.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.